please rise for morning prayer. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Today, Jesse's tree symbol is the scroll, which represents the prophet Isaiah. The prophet Isaiah is called to holiness, but he is afraid he is not worthy of revealing the living God. Isaiah sees angels around the throne of the Lord, and one of them takes a hot ember from a fire with tongs and touches it against Isaiah's lips. After this vision, he is able to go forth, forgiven of his sins, to deliver the word of God. Let us pray. Isaiah spoke of the Lord's coming. Let us be attentive to his coming this Christmas. We ask this through Christ our Lord. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. Happy birthday to Caitlin Cantwell, and happy half-birthday to Sarah Jenkins and Miss Thurmer. Lord, we know that every life is a sacred gift. Thank you for giving another year of life to these people in our Duchenne community. Amen. Hello, my name is Robbie Lawson. I graduated from Duchenne in 2013, and I am currently enrolled at Cardinal Glennon College Seminary, pursuing a philosophy degree so that I may become a Catholic priest in about 5 years. I went to Duchenne all 4 years of my high school career, and I enjoyed it greatly. I was in band, chess club. I'm actually the founder of the chess club, among many other activities and groups. And so to help you out, I have some tips to help you with your time here at Duchenne, and also just life tips in general to be a good Catholic. So I'm basing this off of a book that the Archdiocese sent out to almost every parish, Four Signs of a Dynamic Catholic by Matthew Kelly. Matthew Kelly points out that there are four distinct marks of a dynamic Catholic, a Catholic who is fully living their faith and doing the will of God. The first mark is prayer. Of course, we all pray when we go to Mass on Sundays. We pray in the morning like we just did. But I challenge you to do something that I did every day I was here. As you're walking around the halls in the morning, just stop by the chapel and give Jesus a hello. It doesn't even have to be 5 minutes. Just stop by. Offer your day to Christ. And so that way, whatever happens, you're doing it for him. Secondly, I ask that you look into some saints, especially your confirmation saint. Befriend them, get to know them, ask for their intercession every day. One of my favorite saints, of course, is St. Rose Philippine Duchenne, the one who prays always. We have a statue of her in our St. Joseph's Chapel at the seminary. And after every holy hour on Sunday, I go and I ask for her intercession for the week, so that way I may become a good priest, and that I might be known as someone who prays always as well. The second mark of a dynamic Catholic is generosity. So first I'd like to throw a few numbers at you. It's been shown that only 7% of all Catholics do 80% of the work the Catholic Church does. Think about that. Less than one-tenth does over half of the work the Catholic Church does. And so just imagine if you're not engaged and you're not doing anything, or you're not doing enough, how much more we could all do to help support the poor, the needy, and the church. Now, generosity can be both with money, but also with time, which is something that's greatly important here at Duchenne. So a little thing for you to think about, at least when I was here, there was about 400 students. If each of you offered just 1 hour of your week doing some sort of service, it doesn't even have to be an hour at one time, you can do it, split it up. Throughout the year, you would create 20,000 hours of service, helping others, feeding the hungry, helping your school, helping the church. The third sign of a dynamic Catholic is study. And you've already started this by coming here to Duchenne, where we have a great theology department, and you learn a lot about your faith. But I also encourage you to take hold of your faith and learn about it on your free time as well. If you don't know something, ask. There are answers out there, especially in this age where you can get on the internet anywhere, especially with your iPhones and iTablets that you have here. If you don't know something about the church or the faith, look it up or ask someone around here or ask your priest. Because even though how great school is, it's not enough and it can be much better. But you have to be engaged in order to do that. The final mark of an Adventist Catholic is evangelization. This is to spread the good news, spread the message of the gospel. A lot of people will think, oh, well, this is a priest's job or nun's job or people who go and knock on doors every day and ask if you've heard about our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. But in truth, evangelization is the job of every Catholic. It is our job to spread the good news to everyone. And no one knows everything, as I said before. But what you do know could help someone become a better person to come and know Jesus Christ. Even just acting as a good Catholic, a good Christian, could start a movement in someone else's soul and convert them to Jesus Christ. And so again, I thank you all for inviting me here, and I'd like to end with a short prayer. In the name of the Father, and the Son, and the Holy Spirit. Amen. Holy Father, we ask that through the intercession of St. Rose Philippine Duchenne, that we may become burning furnaces of charity, and to be like her, the one who prayed always. Guide our hearts and minds, so that we may better serve you by serving your people. We ask this through Jesus Christ our Lord, who lives and reigns with you in the unity of the Holy Spirit, one God forever and ever. Amen. Thank you and have a great day.